life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. So I give myself away, so you can use me.
Oh,
I give myself away. My life,
Lord, my life
is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see all your desires, all your desires revealed in me. So I give myself. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. Yes, I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away. So you can use me. Yes, I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away. So you can use.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Present tense.
Here I am.
Rise on her feet.
Lord, my
whole life
is in your hands.
Lord, I'm longing.
Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. So I give myself.
Myself away.
Oh, I give myself away so you can
help me sing it one more time.
So I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away. So you can use me. Yes, I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away. So you can use me. Here I am.
Hallelujah. It's good to be here this morning. God has been good to this bride. We got a lot of moving and shaking this morning, so don't be surprised if we got a lot of moving, we got to have a lot of directing, or else we'll get out of control. So we want to make sure everything goes that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Sister Yap testify first, and then it'll be Brother Mike, and then it'll be Sister Clarice, and then Brother Seth. So go ahead, Sister Yap. Come on up.
Yes.
Come on up. We want to hear from you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, little bride. You know, yesterday when I asked Pastor Moore, I asked him, Pastor Nate, can I, because I'm just overwhelming, you know. Can I speak something? I want to give glory to God and sing a song.
Amen.
And he said, sure, you can say anything.
Anything.
Praise the Lord.
Whatever's on your
Thank
heart.
You, Pastor Moore. And I feel the liberty. No,
yeah.
There's the Spirit of God, there is liberty.
Yes.
And we are free indeed. So I'm so thankful. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you all. And Pastor Nate and Sister Clarice and Sister Belinda. Sister Belinda is here. Sister Joy and everyone. Verse 5. I'm so grateful, you know. My heart just overflowing with joy.
Amen.
And, you know, when I come to realize how God supplies all our needs, this travel, this journey, I am just so amazed, you know. He supplied everything. Sometimes you can't imagine how he did it. I am just surprised. And, you know, God's grace and provision is not just enough. Because his provision is more than enough.
Always.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise God. And I'm so grateful, you know, this message taught us and trained us how to always look to the good side of everything.
Amen.
I'm always, this is always my an inspiration to me, the old sister that Brother Branham always spoke of, that she wouldn't have nothing to say bad to anybody.
Right.
Yeah. She has always something good to say to anybody.
Right.
And someone asked, how about Satan? Yeah. Oh, and the sister, well, Satan is good. He's a good adversary. Praise the Lord. And when the seals were open, Satan stripped to us. Yeah. And we have now a very clear understanding. And the Lord revealed himself to us. And we have an invincible union. And we have personal relationship with the Lord. And not only God revealed himself to us. Yeah, Satan was revealed, and he is now powerless.
Yes.
And this bride became invincible because God revealed also who we are. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that we are invincible, not because of our own capability, not because of our own strength, but because it's the Lord inside of us.
Amen.
Who is doing the fight?
Yes.
Who is doing the battle for us?
Yes.
Yeah, he's our five-star general, the chief captain leading the fight. And that's why this is a sure win battle.
Yes.
Because we are more than 10 conquerors through Christ. And I'm so grateful, how the Lord patterned this vessel, because we are God's vessel.
Yes.
This is God's temple. How the Lord patterned this vessel on how John saw the throne in heaven. And there are four living creatures around the throne.
Right.
And around these four living creatures, there are 24 elders.
Right.
And God, how he created this vessel in our heart, there are four chambers.
Yeah.
And around the heart, 24 ribs.
Right.
And I'm so grateful. And inside the heart, there's an empty space, which Brother Branham said, there, that's where God enthroned.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful how the Lord created this vessel, because this vessel is God's temple. And I want to sing a song. It's okay. Praise the Lord. I'm just so grateful and we are so happy to be here.
Amen.
And praying that soon we'll be given a chance to go back again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for all the provision. Thank you. Thank you, verse 5b. Praise the Lord. God is not a man that he should lie, nor son of man that he should repent. As he said, and will he not perform it? As he spoken, and will not make it true? I am the Lord, I do not change. My word will not return unto me void. Yesterday, today, forever, it's still the same. No, my word cannot be destroyed. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. His Word forever settles and will always stand. For he tells you, I shalom, the great I am. I am the Lord, I do not change. My word will not return unto me void. Yesterday, today, forever, it's still the same. No, my word cannot be destroyed. Amen. Word made flesh and dwelt among all men. We behold his glory, full of grace and truth. And now today it cries in us the hope of glory. The mystery revealed to you and me. I am the Lord, I do not change. My word will not return unto me void. Yesterday, today, forever, it's still the same. No, my word cannot be destroyed. Yesterday, today, forever, it's still the same. No, my word cannot be destroyed. To God be all the glory.
Amen. Amen. Come on up. Is she?
Amen. My sister saying, are you going to testify? I say, maybe not. But something telling me, testify.
Amen.
But nice to see everybody. Okay?
Amen.
Well, I'm not going to sing. I'm going to testify what God did to my life. And for what happened is I can see for sure that God is working behind the scenes. No matter what, how long or what it is, he's working behind the scenes. Well, in 2016, I have a big wreck in my life. And then 2018, I have a minor wreck. My life. And then 2019, I have an accident. It's a big, but here, but in Louisiana, all states, once you have anything accident like that, is in the record, right. You know. So I went to one of my attorney, but I don't know how good he is. We don't know that, you know. And I told him about what the history of my life, and he said, oh, we will have a little hard time to fight for that because you have two already injury and then plus we suing the state, you know. So so the times and years comes pass by. I keep going to the doctor and then the other attorney saying we don't hear any settlement yet, so I guess we're gonna proceed to the jury. So in October last year, before that, I said, God, why taking so long? Because this is 2019 when that happened. I said, I want now, you know. But like I said yesterday, I have something big for you, but you are not ready for right now, you know.
Amen.
So February this year is supposed to be our jury. But my attorney say some judge is retired, so it's a lot of preparing, all right. And we proceed in August, which is the right time, okay? Then I said to my attorney, okay, we're going for sure for jury, and we have to be ready for that. And about 2 weeks before the jury, saying that here, we have a camera, like a video super that they following to you everywhere. Though I didn't even know, okay? And I was worried about maybe sometime, even though I feel bad, I just don't want to feel more bad. I go in my yard shoveling, could be using axe or something, you know? And that's what they looking for, you know? And I said to my attorney, how we do that? Well, when the defense attorney asks you if you can do that, just say yes. Yes, we're not gonna let her the chance to show the video, which is you doing it, you know, because they know that I'm working, you know. And then after that, you know how in the court, that was my purse in the court that the jury's there, the judge is in there, we are here and the other, people on the other side is in here. And then that the defense attorney on the other side, he wanna say something to the judge, which is the judge don't want the jury hear it, so he proceed outside all the juries. And then she was saying that against us. And the jury say, well, it's your fault. You are the one spilled the water on the floor. It's your fault. Because you know how it's a lot of things that they spilled the water on the floor. It caused me sleep and, you know, fell. And they don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit it. Because I have a two accident injured about the fast. They want to accuse this is our fault, you know. And then during the hearing, saying that we proceed ours depends, we proceed theirs, and the jury was listening. And then there is another that she is from Cambodia. They hire her because on the jury you can present the person that you will testify during the jury. You can bring anybody against to you. So the judge say, is there anyone can testify? And then the other say yes. And this lady is she say she was an expert scientist about how the cause of slip and fall. You know. You know, she was saying that it could be I'm not paying attention walking. And then my attorney say, why are you saying not paying attention? She saw the man on there. She saw the garbage can. She's your people saying that Miss Bordelon is paying attention. How you say that? And then until she runs out, you know, she runs out what she will say. And then after that, it's a lot of talking. But the main thing of my testify is everybody don't know what is the result of the jury, you know. And we wait. And then the third day, coming there, everybody kind of like is not breathing because is not from the judge. The result is not from the judge. It's from the jury. Yeah. And then after that, we were sitting there waiting for the jury. We're not breathing. And I saw that one person on the other side, she was reading a Bible. And then when the judge called the jury to announce who's the winner, and we won. Yeah. In the name of the Lord. And the other side attorney saying that she invite her parents to be there to show that she could win this case, because before this case, she had two cases that she won for this case. And then she said, Mom and Dad, come on, I'm going to win this case. They cannot beat me. And then after that, she said, wow, I could not believe you beat me. So we are the loser, and we won. Amen. In the name of the Lord. So this is what I say, no matter what, how long it takes, no matter what it is, God is working behind the scene. We don't know. We don't even know. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Brother Mike, and I'm going to have you guys get ready. Go ahead and get ready, Sister Curtis. Go ahead, Brother Mike.
When you were preaching last night, one important thing you said was being able to see. And that got me thinking, when I looked at that, I'm like, when God revealed, pulled the veil off, who was he really showing it to? He doesn't care about the opinion of that evil little imp. Okay? He worries about himself, the Word. That's who he was really revealing it to. He was revealing himself to the Word. And who was it that he revealed it to? Can he hide anything from his friends? A key difference between the friends and the bride. And when you were saying that, I'm like, yeah, the whole world is blind. They don't care who we are. They can't see it. They're blind. The world, the church world, none of them care who it is. But you want to know who gave out a big old sigh? Abraham. Wow, look at that. Moses, Elijah. That's what we're going to preach on when we go back to Israel. Right there, this whole thing that God's been doing all this time. All the Old Testament saints were standing over there looking at the entire bride of all ages, all of us, Brother Branham, Luther, all of us, standing there like, that's what this whole thing was all about. And standing in awe about the whole unveiling of the Word over the last 2,000 years. Here we are, Abraham. Here we are, David. Here we are. We know who we are, we know who you are, and we're ready for the joining of the entire Word body. I'm ready to join the Word, not just my brothers and sisters within the body, but the entire Word, joining together, marching out through there. That was truly what was unveiled, the whole Word going across there. The world itself can't see any of this. Who cares? I don't care about the opinion of those little imps out there. I'm worried about the opinion of the Word itself. Amen. And that's what was truly revealed back in 63. God was revealed in us and all of the Word. Not just the bride body, all the Word was standing there marveling at what was revealed on that day. And like I said, when he was preaching that, I was like, where were you when I was right there in those thoughts, cheering with everyone else, waiting for my manifestation, because it was coming. And I'm just so proud of being a part of that Word that was revealed, and the only ones that can see it are the ones who are part of the Word, who has eyes to see this whole thing.
Amen. Brother Mike, I'm happy to get the offering while you guys sing.
Who I am, amen, to know who I am and to know what hour it is. If you're going to do anything for the Lord, better get going, because it's wrapping up. This is my heart's desire.
Go ahead, bro.
Sidetrack. Amen. I'm so glad to be here. So thankful for this message, Lord. I am, you know, I was thinking that testimony about the court. I love that. Because you know what? This world would hold that over my head, those circumstances. He would hold, well, it looks a certain way. But the God I serve, said, it's okay. He said, you know what? What are you going to do with the word? When it comes across your path, what are you going to do with that word? I tell you what, as a believer, all I can say is nothing but the truth. Amen. I turn quickly, no matter what. And that's so funny because people think that, you know, you go to church, you think you got your life together. You know, you go through things. You'll go through things. You know what's the difference between us and the world is we have an answer. We have something when, you know, you feel the weight on your world, of your shoulders, you know what? You say, you know what? Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. And all things work together for me, that I believe. There's some requirements. You know, I love this thing. You know, I was thinking, you know, they're talking about Laodicea and this church, this age out here so increased in goods, they don't need God. I need God. I need God more than I've ever needed him before. I thought I needed him more when I came here to put chairs up, but I tell you what, after putting chairs up, I need him more now. I've seen God work in flesh already today. I've seen him in work. Because you know what's funny is we have a body. You have someone you can depend on. Yeah. Just, I'll use a physical representation. When you sent a text message out yesterday, said, I need help setting up chairs. People showed up. You know what they did? They showed up on time. My God shows up on time. My God didn't show up late. My God's dependable. So I can say, you know what? I need something. You know what? I love that because if you read the Bible, you see Jesus' miracles. I love the fact he didn't go double check. He would speak it.
Yeah.
Go wash in the river, and you'll see.
Yeah.
He didn't go check, hey, can you see? Can you see? No, he went his way. He went his way. That's what we do. We sit there, and we say, you know what? I am he. And you don't wait there for the evidence of it. No, you endure. You don't know if you're going to win the court case, but, you know, we know. We know. We have a promise. You know, I love the fact that we're talking about the serpent seed. You know, we're right now, this is a Garden of Eden condition. I'm sitting here talking lip to ear with Jesus.
Come on here.
This is the closest I'm going to get to God on this side. But I know what? There's a promise. A promise I can base my life on, my very existence on this side, knowing that I will have a change. I will have a change. And it won't, I don't know when it's going to happen. It could be one day, it could be 3 days, 4 years, who knows? But you know what? I'm going to endure. I'm going to endure because I've seen God do too much. I've seen God do too much. And you think it's, well, I don't have $1 million. I'm not rich. You know what? I've seen God move in ways you don't even know. I was thinking, we're having a picnic today. And the bride body likes to play volleyball. And all I asked, do you have a pump for a ball? Brother almost put the stuff down and went and got it. I'm like, whoa. But that's how God moves. When God says something, you move on it. You don't wait for somebody else to move for it. He raised up animals and rocks. And how much has he gotten for you? He gave you breath this morning. He gave you well-being this morning. If nothing else, you can say you're not part of that Laodicean church age.
Amen.
That you're not increased in goods, miserable, naked. You're not blind.
You
can see this. If you can see it and you can hear it, this church shouldn't be able to even hold our praises. You talk about in heaven, when God was in heaven on the throne, there was praises 24/7.
Amen.
So I'm going to tell you why he's down in this flesh. I'm going to give him praises 24/7. Why? Because you got to know where God's at. You got to know where he's at. It's okay to preach about a God 2,000 years ago, but there's got to be a God today. You got to bring him present tense. I'm not going to sit there, well, you know, I guess it was good when he was on the cross. He died for my sins. That's historically accurate. That's historically, anybody can say that. The non-believers say that. Non-believers say, yeah, there's evidence. We have shrouds. We have tombs. We have evidence. But what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with old facts and artifacts? I can tell you where God's at. I can tell you living, breathing, moving God. I can tell you what God's done for me. God raised me up. Even when I couldn't raise myself up, he gave me the strength. He made ways out that I didn't even know I needed a way out. He gave a love to me that I didn't even... This flesh would get in the way every single time, but you know what? There's a hunger that I want to know more about my God. I want to get closer to my God.
Yeah.
He said, it says, I give myself to God. Yeah. Well, you got to pour yourself out to put something in.
Yeah.
There's only so much room in you. You over here like, well, I'm going to hold on to my thinking. I'm going to hold on to my circumstances. I'm going to hold on to my condemnation. I'm going to hold on to this and that. Drop it all. Lay it down. You make a conscious choice if you're going to leave empty-handed. I'm telling you what, I come in here this morning, I come here to fill me up. I came here to have church. I came here knowing that this is where I hear from God. I can't listen to God in my house, reading my Bible. I have to have it broken down to me. A man has to preach it to me. There has to be a prophet. There's an order to it. And you can't bypass God's way. You can try, but you know what? That's why you get a denomination, is you try to bypass God's way. I don't serve a denomination. I serve a real God. I show a real God who's like, you know what, Seth, let me tell you what it is. It's a personal revelation. I couldn't even describe to you what he's shown me. Brother Branham said you can't even describe that third pool. You can. You either have it or you don't. You've either seen it or you don't.
Come on.
Oh, but I've seen it. I've seen the fruits of it. You know what? He says sweet in the mouth and bitter in the belly. Yes, there's a price we pay on this side. But I would pay any price at any cost. Because you know what? An eternal reward, a prophet's reward. Nothing can put me, nothing can take that away from me. So I am so thankful. And Brother Spivey, it's so good to see you. It's so good to see you. Because you know what? This, you know, I like saying that we're part of a body. But it's also nice just to be able to touch a body, to fellowship. That's what we want in this day and age. We want to fellowship amongst each other. Because God's word will not go without void. So Lord, thank you for the testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
I need that. I need that testimony because you want to sit on that word of what God's done to you. That builds my faith. Because when you go through something, you know what? Next time I'm like, you know what? She waited in a lot of circumstances, long time, a lot of scariness. But you know what? God's real. God's real. He's done too much. You know, talk about those healings. Talk about the all the stuff that the body's done. You know, that's still us.
Yes, it is.
So I can say, you know what, if I want my daughter to talk clearly and I want to understand her, I claim that. And I'm not going to sit there and be like, you know what, oh, well, maybe it's this or that circumstantial. I'm going to say, Ray Lynn Brinkman, you will speak clearly and I will understand you.
Right.
And I'm going to walk on it.
Yeah.
Just like you talk about healing of the body.
Yeah.
You want exactly that same quickening power. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move with it. You're not going to sit there and be like, well, hey, are you still talking okay? I don't care what it sounds like.
Right.
I don't care what
God
the devil
already said it.
If he says I'm a conqueror, then I am.
Right.
If he says I have a body change coming, then what are you going to do? Like, well, I woke up in this flesh. I guess it's not the truth. I guess I'll turn my Bible and be done with it.
No,
he said, okay. He gave you breath.
Right.
Where there's breath, there's life. Amen. So what are you going to do with that breath? And I'm going to serve God with that breath. For every breath I have on this side, I'm going to enjoy this walk. But you know what? I'm pouring myself out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for a revelation.
Amen. Amen. Brother Tommy, you'll be the last one.
Amen.
I'll have you guys.
Good morning, Bri.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I just wanted to get up here and share a little bit of my testimony, man. Might be hard for me to not cry.
That's all right.
Over here, I got my son, man, that I
Amen.
From not following God's word previously in my life, it caused a lot of anguish and it caused me to go the wrong way. And I've got up here and you guys kind of know my story a little bit, but the fact that I'm able to have my son here today.
Amen.
And I'm able to watch him praise God. And I'm able to watch him have and be energetic and happy and ready to go and on fire for this thing. And then lead over and say, hey, I like that guy right there. That's God working,
amen,
man. And even when I went the wrong way, God was with me. God kept me here. And God, when it was my time, God brought me back to where I could know the full truth. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you guys. Yeah, say something. Go ahead real quick, Bob. We'll get that. Don't worry about it. We'll get it.
I just wanted to say I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my dad, and I love him for so much. And when he asked me to come today, I was like, absolutely. I've been wanting to get baptized. I've been wanting to come here and enjoy myself and praise God, and you know. So I just wanted to say that, and thank you guys so much.
God bless you.
My heart's so full right now. I just have to say something, because that's one of my friends. You know, I work with this guy day in, day out, and you know, I speak this thing. You know, God shows you who to have, you know, wisdom to share this with. You know, sometimes I can't help it. I trip over myself because I'm so excited when somebody says something about God or even brings them up. I fall for it. You know what I mean? And sometimes I step in poop, but it's okay because my heart's in the right place, you know? And Tommy's heard me talk and talk and talk and talk, and I warm out with it. But then something within just said, you know, it's time. You know, there's something about the sister's testimony. It's about his timing. It has nothing to do with what we want, what we think it should be. It's his timing always, and it's always perfect. And you know, the sister's testimony about the jury and how she said the judge doesn't even really judge it. That there's so much just in what she said. I could spend a whole entire service talking about it. But we haven't sang this song in a while, and I just wanted to, you know, bless the body here and bless the body all over the world with this song, because eternal life is what you do for others. And God bless you guys.
All that the Father hath given me will come to me. All right. Little intro.
I sing praises to your name. Oh, yeah. sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate the testimonies and the songs. Appreciate the service last night, talking about that eternal influence.
Yes.
Oh. Got us stirred up. I'm looking forward to hearing Brother Spivey this morning. Amen. Anxious to hear that. So real quick with the announcements today, we've got Brother Spivey going to be preaching to us this morning. Amen. Looking forward to hearing him. After service, we have a picnic, so everything is already out there. Brother Seth has already got the chairs and tables prepared for us. Sisters are cooking right now, so we'll be ready to eat after service. And then this Wednesday, we got Brother Norrod's going to be here. September 22nd, we got Brother Tony Jerabisa is going to be here. Also, we're going to have our church picture that day.
Yes.
So that's going on. Then October the 1st, money's due for South Carolina. October the 4th, we've got a bonfire. And then October 16th, 17th, people are going to be leaving out for South Carolina. So Thursday and Friday of that. So, and then we got New Year's. I mean, that's it. The year's over, so Happy New Year to everybody. But I want to sing Move in This Place, and we'll get Pastor Moore up.
Amen.
Move in This Place, key of C. Amen.
Move in this place today. This is my one desire, that you would have your way. Touch me, Lord, and I won't be the same. So move in this place today.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is?
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the captives are set free. As we offer up our sacrifice of praise, may your Holy Spirit free them as we pray. Yes, move in this place today. This is my one desire, that you would have your way. So touch me, Lord, and I won't be the same. Move in this place today.
Move in this place. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Move in this place today. This is my one desire. You will have your way. Touch me, Lord, and I will be the same. Lord, move in this place.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is,
where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty where the Spirit of the Lord is. Captives are set free as we offer up the sacrifice of praise. May your Holy Spirit read from them, we pray. Touch me, Lord, and I won't be. Touch me, Lord. Oh, touch me, Lord, and I won't be the same. Oh, move in this place today. Amen. You may be seated. That's what we want. We want him to move in here. And he has been moving. And he's going to continue to move. Because the best part is yet to come. Oh, we've had the appetizers. And we had a little bit of little snacks. Now it's time for the meat. And that's what we really want. When you order a meal, they surround the main part of the meal by all the other stuff. If you're going to get chicken, they may put some potatoes on it. They may put some fries on it. But the real part is the chicken. The real part is the meat of it. So we're going to get Brother Spivey up. But before we do that, I got one announcement, and then I got one more thing I want to do. I'm sorry to bring this to us this morning, but Praveen's father passed away this morning. So you remember Praveen in your prayers, because he's got a load on him, and he's got his family on him. He's got his mother and his sisters on him, and he's got to go home. So he's going to be going back home on the 18th, I think it's the 18th morning he flies out. So just keep Praveen in your prayer. He's very quiet. He don't say nothing, so I got to speak for him. He's like my son. You know, he's been with me. Oh, my goodness, 12 years or so. Moved into my house, stayed with me the whole time he's in college. He's like my son, so I take it personal. So you pray for Praveen and as he gets ready to make these moves that he's got to do, because he's got a family to think about, and just keep him in your prayers. He's got a load on him, so we want to do that. But before we get Brother Spivey up, this is Delmar Spivey, for those of you who don't know him. That's the guy down here in the front. He's from Elkton, Kentucky. He's been a friend of mine, I don't know how long? 30 years. I've known this man. 30 years I've preached with this man. 30 years I've traveled with this man. And he's been a special friend of mine, and I always think a lot of Brother Spivey. He has been by my side, and I'll never forget when he got so mad at me. He got mad at me. We got over to the Philippines, and I still remember him sitting on the pulpit preaching, right in the middle of his preaching. I'm sitting behind him, and he pointed out at the congregation, and I don't know, 500 people, I don't know. He's standing there like this, and I'll never forget the stance, because he was standing like this, and I was expecting him to just wham us. And I'm like, he said, "I know one thing. If I ever get back to Elkton, Kentucky, I will never get out again." Oh, my goodness. I didn't expect that out of him, but he was at the end of his rope, and he and I were rooming together. And Brother Childers come in at 2:00 in the morning.
The angel of the Lord is here. Open up. Angel. And he came in and he talked to Brother Spivey, and Brother Spivey come to himself. But the next morning, now I had been hoarse for a couple of days and I couldn't talk. So the next morning I had my voice and I was really happy that I had my voice back. I was really happy to have my voice back. So I was singing in the room. He was back in the bathroom and I was singing in the room. And what was the song? Oh, yes. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. I was just singing it. He come out of that bath. He knew I was just singing to him. So he's mad at me. But we got over it. But Brother Spivey's my buddy. We've been through a lot together, and I appreciate him. But before I get him up, I think what I'll do is our young people have practiced a song, and I'm going to let them sing their song, and then when they finish, Brother Spivey, the next words that they'll hear will be from you. So if Jeremiah wants to get the young people together, I don't want them to practice and then not do their song. And then Brother Spivey, put the song.
I know God is God. Yes, he is. Well, God is God. Yes, he is. Well, God is God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many can say that you know where he's at? Amen. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Home, sweet home. Home, sweet home. There he is. I left for you last night, Brother Click. Hot dog. Hot dog. I got to have a hug. Hallelujah. God bless you. Woo! Boy, this place looks nice. Hallelujah, Brother Moore took me around and showed me a few things. We just, this morning, I just went, come in. Me and Brother Mendel just went on our own this morning. Amen. Amen. Boy, it's, y'all really have made it look real nice. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Looks good. Y'all look good. Y'all look good. Every one of you. You know who I am, don't you? Who am I? That's the one that throws the notes up in the air. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, Brother Childress always said he'd jump up here. Hallelujah. He said, may come a time I have to walk around. My balance is not good anymore. Stagger around. I've been expecting him to pick me up for drunk, but it just ain't much force anymore. I'm staggering around, you know. But y'all can be seated. Hallelujah. It's just good to be here. Let me enjoy the moment just a minute. Hallelujah. It's been, as Brother Moore said, it's been 5 years. Hallelujah. I said, asked him, could I take my shoes off? He said, it wouldn't be the first time. Amen. God's so good to us. Amen. Brother Lockett's good, ain't he? He never changes. Amen. Whew. Mama. Dry mouth. Amen. Well, I asked Brother Insko. I told him I was going to follow his lead. And and he says you're going to be preaching on eternal influence from eternity. Amen. I thank God for that influence. Amen. Hallelujah. Question and Answers 1954. This is an oldie, but it's a goodie. Amen. Brother Brown said, here, as I often said, I believe in the church here. There's a role here, like, and here lives mortal beings. Each one is in the great conglomeration of gaiety, of blackness and darkness. Mortals live in here. Now they are either influenced from this way or from that way. You cannot be here a spiritual being, sinner or saint, without having an influence from the underworld or from the above world. If you are influenced from here, you are from above. Your cholesterol body is waiting up here. But if you are wicked and hypocritical and different, your cholesterol body is down here. Regardless of how much you think it's up there, because the fruit that you bear before people proves where you are from. Ain't you proud you from somewhere? I preached a message one time up here. I come from somewhere to this nowhere and back to somewhere. Amen. I preached that it's like a life is like a fan. And if you get down and look through a fan while it's running, you can see plumb through it. Amen. And I thank God that at Sixth Dimension, I started out 30 years ago. Amen. By an influence. We're going to talk about this influence, you know, just a little bit. Can you say amen? How many come to hear a little bit more of the word of that eternal influence? It's so real. It gets down in your soul and it gets down in your spirit. Can you say amen? When you hear from the eternity, you just shake and quake. Hallelujah. Like the earth, you know, the Bible says the earth's going to shake and quake. Hallelujah. One day it's going to fall apart. Hallelujah. Ain't you proud that you done fell apart? Hallelujah. I don't even know what I'm doing with it. Hallelujah. I'm got two mics are going. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. I feel good this morning because I have heard from my eternity. My little portion of eternity. Can you say amen? It's mine. It's all mine. It's got my name written all over it. It's got me all in it. Can you say amen? It's all about me. Can you say this morning? Hallelujah. We ought to be feeling the very same thing this morning. It ought to be about you this morning. Can you say amen? I come up here this morning to be myself, can you say amen? I've always wanted to be myself. I never wanted to be somebody else. I want to be who I really am. Hallelujah. Hey, do you know who you are? I am that I am, he said. Hallelujah. My Bible teaches me that I am that I am is an omnipresent God. Hallelujah. How many knows I am the bread of life which came down from heaven? Lest you eat of my flesh, you drink and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Oh, he's I am of the fourth chapter. She said, who are you? He said, I am he, the Messiah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to read a scripture here before I get started, because Brother Ensco didn't leave me but one scripture. Hallelujah. Thank God for the one scripture. Hallelujah. He started reading Job. He said Job 38. He read 1, 2, and 3. But I want to read Job 38 and 4. Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? He said, declare it if thou understand. Hallelujah. Job might have been not understanding at that time, but I'm going to tell you, somebody that's standing under this foundation that's been laid for us. How many can understand about this foundation? Paul, the Bible says, Paul and the old prophets were the foundation of this church age. Is that right? Where was you when Paul began to preach in that first church age? Where was you? Woo! Where was you when Martin Luther come on the scene? Where was you when John Wesley began to talk about it? I heard a man say last night, John Wesley said, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. He heard Pentecostals saying, I'm sorry. My mind went to the church age book where Brother Bam said, there's some repenting got to be done. Hallelujah. Ain't you proud that John Wesley repented? Ain't you proud that the Pentecostals repented? Hallelujah. I praise God that we cannot never get to the place that we cannot repent. Woo! Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God this morning. How many actually wants can feel the presence of God? Hallelujah. My Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. He's right here. How many knows where you was at when he laid the foundation of the church ages? I know where I was at. I was in his thinking. Can you say amen? I know. But you know, I like that. What somebody said last night, I can't remember who it was, but it was Brother Moore, Brother Mendel one. Lord have mercy. One of them said they had to wait before their time to get here to testify or to say who you are. Right. Hallelujah. You had to wait on Wesley. We had to wait on Luther. Yeah. We had to wait on the Pentecostals. Can you say amen? But I'm not waiting this morning. Amen. I'm not waiting this morning. Can you say amen? I know where I was at when he hung on the cross of Calvary's Hill. Brother Barham said we was in him. We was in him. Can you say amen? But we're not in him in that sense this morning. Hallelujah. We are speaking from Revelation 22 and 17. How many knows that's our scripture? We got a scripture to manifest. If we understand this, he said, declare it. Yeah. Hallelujah. I've come this morning to declare something. Amen. Hallelujah. I had an influence. I had an influence from eternity. Yeah. A little man, short man, got in a car with me in Russellville, Kentucky about 30 years ago. He said, you're blessed to know me. Amen. And I know what that word know means. That word know means to understand. Amen. It's I have been blessed to understand. Amen. This man that told me that you're blessed to know me. Amen. Hallelujah. How many was blessed to know him? Oh, there's a lot of hands going up. So y'all know the same person I'm talking about. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! You know where he's at this morning? He says he's looking over the banner of time. He said, you can make it through. You can make it through this evil age. Can you say amen? Oh, he says you can get through this time. Ted, he's still around. He's still here because Jesus is running this show. Jesus is running this show. Can you say amen? Amen. Jesus is one that's speaking from eternity now. And you say, hello, Mrs. Jesus. Hello. How many can identify with Mrs. Jesus Christ? Amen. Who told you you was Mrs. Jesus Christ? Amen. Who told you who you were? Hallelujah. It's time to lift up our voices and praise God for what he's done in this hour. Woo, glory to God. I feel like something good's coming on. How many feel like something good coming on? Woo! Hallelujah. I feel at home this morning. Jeremiah, I feel at home. Hallelujah. Y'all have presented an atmosphere where I can come back and feel at home. I feel love here. I feel joy here. I feel the presence of God here. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, Lord. I just didn't bring him here. He was already here when I got here. Can you say amen? He's here. He's never changed. He's here. Sister Yap, he's here. Sister George, Brother Mike, he's here. I'm shaking hands. God's shaking hands. Woo! He's shaking hands this morning. Hallelujah. Eternity is speaking now. Eternity's talking to you now. Can you say amen? Amen. Woo! Amen. He's talking to you now. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord. Deep calling to the deep in the ages. But I don't have to have a deep call to me now. Amen. Hallelujah. He put a voice inside of me to say something. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's real. He's here this morning. I don't have to ask if you got him. I don't have to ask nobody this. I shouldn't have to ask Nobody in this building. Have you got him? He's manifesting himself. Woo. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, Brother Branham said, you know, we come out of a woman. He said, a woman represents the church. He said, we come out of a woman. The scripture said in Matthew 24:41, said two women shall be grinding at the mill, and that one shall be taken and the other one left. Ain't you proud that you are the one? Not what's one that was left. We are the ones been taken. Hallelujah. Is that right? We come out of her. Hallelujah. My Bible says, and we know that Brother Branham went all over the country preaching Revelation 18:4. Come out of her and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. I heard a man saying, come out of her. But the scripture said, come out of her, thus saith the Lord. Now we're getting talking, we're talking about eternity. Influence. My title of my message is, if you've heard from eternity, that's put you in action. How many has been put in action? Hallelujah. All you got to do nowadays is just walk down the street. You don't have to wear a sign on your back, say, I love Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. They're going to know something wrong with that man down there. Something's wrong with that woman. Can you say amen? Whew. Something's wrong with you. He's walking just like everybody else. He's talking just... No, there's a little difference in it. He's acting like he's heard something. Or he's acting like he saw something. Amen. How many loves this revelation? Amen. I'm talking about loving it. Amen. I'm talking about walking it. You don't have to say nothing. Hey, I love Jesus. Hallelujah. I see him all the time down around home, other places, especially this time of year, this election year. Y'all Ohio people should know all about this election. Y'all got a man from up here running for vice president. Hallelujah. But this election year, there's people hauling, they got signs up, driving by. Ain't no doubt who they're for. Hallelujah. It could be either party, a donkey or an elephant. Can you say amen? I know what I am. I know who I am. I'm not a donkey and I'm not an elephant, but what I am is a lamb. Hallelujah. I'm married to a lamb. When it went to the cross of Calvary and died for me, can you say amen? Woo. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away of the world. Don't you know John was speaking from eternity when he said, behold a lamb. I'm married to her. Can you say amen? I know who I am. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to manufacture wool. Hallelujah. It comes. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I don't have to try to get up a quote of scripture. It just comes. Why does it come? Because I know who I am. Hallelujah. All I got to do is say, Father, I need this. You got it, brother. You got it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. That's all Samson needed. I need this. Well, he gave him a jawbone of a donkey. Can you say amen? Yeah. He didn't. He thought he needed a sword or a club. Hallelujah. But what did he get? A jawbone of a donkey. Yeah. Hallelujah. Ain't you proud of who? Just ask him. Yeah. Just ask him for something. Yeah. Put him to the test. Yeah. He'll give it to you. He'll give you freedom. He'll give you joy. He'll give you peace. He'll give you whatever you need this morning. Can you say amen? My God, my God. Woo! Hallelujah. They're trying to manufacture something down there. Hallelujah, in this country anymore. Hallelujah. They pull up AI and try to find something out of AI. Did you know they said on the Fox News? Hallelujah. Oh, that tells you who you are. Hallelujah. They said on the Fox News. Yeah, I know where that. They said on the Fox News, AI was going to determine who was going to be president. And they both parties has got AI. Both parties uses AI. AI is going to be the winner for regardless. Amen. How many is following that? Hallelujah. It said all is coming down to is the one that asks the right question to help that campaign. That's how close we are. But I'm gonna tell you something. You know, Brother Brown said this. He said it's gonna be. He said so close, it's split a hair, twins all the way. But you know what? I believe. I really believe this, Brother Moore. I do. I believe the bride is pulled away. I believe you can tell her apart from the world. Hallelujah. Not what you put on, not what we took off, it's what we manifested. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that right? Amen. Now here's where I want to get to what Brother Brown said here. He said the people of that day of Pentecost, when Jesus told them to wait up there, and they would come to, that it would come down, and when the Holy Ghost come down upon them, at that day of Pentecost, when they were influenced by the Word of God, made flesh. Now remember, Jesus said, wait at Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. They waited not 8 days, not 9 days. They waited 10 days until the promise was made manifest. And the Holy Ghost fell and divided itself in tongues of fire set upon each of them. And while they were influenced by the Holy Ghost, they went into action. Hallelujah. Staggering like drunk men. Screaming and speaking in tongues, and out in the street they went. Hey, oh, I'm telling you. When I got into this message, when I got influenced by the Word made flesh, I went into action. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't have to call Jeffersonville or nobody else to get equipped for this fight. He said, you got all you need. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. When I was in the Philippines and I couldn't preach for 4 days, wasn't no interpreter to get with my broken English. Brother Bakken, y'all know Brother Bakken? Brother Bakken, he interpreted for Brother Childers back in the 70s. He's the one got with me. But when we took off, didn't we? Brother Childers said, oh, Lord. He said, he told me about, after that, he said, it was unreal how y'all done it. It was. Oh, you're talking about, he told it right. I could see my mailbox at home. Oh, 7,000-8,000 miles away. I could see my mailbox at the end of my driveway. That's where I was at homesick. Oh, I was right. Whew. I said, if I ever get back there, I'll never come back again. And Brother Childers, angel of the Lord, he said, not only you'll go back, he said, you're headed up next time you get here. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't no more about me than I know about myself. Ain't that just like God manifested in the flesh? Huh? Ain't that what you expect when you're dealing with God in flesh? He knows more about you. He knows more about you. Now you know about people than they know about themselves because you are God in flesh. Hallelujah. A real leader. Hallelujah. A real follower. Hallelujah. How can you be a real good leader? You got to be a what? I've thought about this message. How many times, now you was a follower for a while. Yes, sir. But did you ever catch yourself, watch yourself? I went back and looked at mine when I was following. I actually done some leading when I was following. Yes, sir. I said, have you ever sat down and just do a little inventory of yourself and see how much help that you really did have, how you needed on your walk from other people? There's people that needs help. And I had to have more help. I got to a place I couldn't even count them. It's more like counting the stars. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm serious. I had to have help being a grandpa. Hallelujah. I had to have help being a daddy. I had to have help being a brother. I had to help being an uncle. I had to help being a husband. I didn't know how. We didn't know how to even treat a pastor in the Pentecostal church. Is that right? I'm telling you, I get beside myself sometimes, and I'm not as young as I used to be either. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. I had to have help ever since I've been here. I'm talking about since 1955. I had to have help. Couldn't change my own self. Couldn't change my diaper. Hallelujah. I sat there, Brother Brown, said, the only way a mama and daddy would know how to get you a bottle is you cry. That's all I knew. I'm proud of all of the help that I have had. I am. I'm proud of the help that I've had from this church. See, I'm hearing from eternity. It took a man, God in flesh, to get me out of what I was in. I was in a denominational system. Deep. Up here. I mean, I was in it up here. Almost dead, grounded. Hallelujah. But what Brother Bam said, what a resurrection that was. What a resurrection this is. I don't forget where I've been. I don't forget what I've been resurrected out of. No siree. Now, while we'll get to it, I want to read something out of the church age book before I get into this other. Brother Bam talked about in the church age book a pattern. In the first church age. I'll read just a little bit of it. My point is I'm going to get to a point. Just a little point. I sought God for many days for inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Then only did I read the scriptures of the church ages and believe unto many churches' histories written by most unbased historians that I could find. God did not fail to answer my prayer, for while I read the Word and the histories, I was enabled by the Holy Spirit to see unfold a pattern that turns through centuries and right into the present last day. And he said how he picked the first church age in this book right here. He
He said he picked and found Paul. Then he found for the next church age closest he could find to Paul. Well, I was reading this pattern here about 3 weeks ago, and something come to me. Because in the pattern of the Laodicea, and I do believe that God holds the pattern even in the bride age, the closest to the Apostle Paul. And we got no problem who was closest to Paul. It was William Marion Branham. Is that right? But they had something else in that first church age. They had a James. They had a John. They had a Peter. They had a Titus. Is that right? I asked them, you know how people go to seed on the messenger of each age. We see it right here in our day. All they do is recognize the messenger. But where's the James? Where's the John? Y'all catching it. I know y'all are. I can feel it. I can feel it. Y'all getting it, ain't you? Y'all know who these other guys was. Y'all had one, didn't you? How many knows you still got one? Hallelujah. Where is he? Hallelujah. What? Were you pointing to him? Huh? Woo! Come on, Peter, James, John, whatever you are. Hallelujah. Can you give him an amen? Hallelujah. My God don't ever change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you say amen? Woo! I pray somebody's holding to the pattern. Don't go to sin on no man. Golly, have mercy on us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He's not the only one, is he? We got a Timothy in here. And we got a Stephen in here. And we got a Saul. Oh, can somebody talk to me? I need a little help here. Can somebody talk to me? Hallelujah, Lord. He's here. Where is a Timothy now? Where is a John? Woo! Woo! Somebody stand up. Where is a Timothy? Brother Childress called himself Paul. He called him Timothy. Hallelujah. Come on, Timothy, where you at? Hey, I'm looking right at you. Can you say amen? Woo! Woo! Where's Titus? Can I see a Titus? Amen. We're talking about the voice made flesh now. We're talking about eternity.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Where's the Marys? Where's the Elizabeths? Woo! I want to hear from you. There's one. There's one. Hallelujah. There's one. Hallelujah. Whoa, ain't he wonderful, wonderful? Jesus is to me. Can you say amen? Woo! Hallelujah. I'm thank God for the pattern. He don't ever change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changed. Hallelujah. We got to have him. You got to have him to have a church. Oh, you got to grow up to be what you are.
Yes,
hallelujah. Where's that little boy with the blue shirt? Yonder he is. Hallelujah. Come here, boy. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. You want to feel something? Grab a hold. We'll take you for a ride, son. Hallelujah. We'll take you for a ride. Don't you know we'll take you for a ride? He's real. He's real. He's real. He's real. He's real. He's real. Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. Hallelujah. Come on, Bubba. I'll talk to you. I take a walk with me. Hallelujah. My God don't ever change. He don't never change. He's the same yesterday and never changes. Glory! Give him praise! Give him praise! Hallelujah! What a God!
Always just the same.
I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my soul. I feel him all over me. Glory! Hallelujah!
Oh.
Say it.
Don't influence our lives.
No, sir.
That little office on this earth. Yeah. That little walk right there.
Never forget.
Never time to hear this voice. That influence will come back to him.
Yeah. Amen.
Hold it. Have your way, Lord.
I feel at home. I feel it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, prayer. That's right. Hallelujah. I feel.
Yeah.
Can y'all see how I feel?
Yeah.
Can you look through the old curtain of time and see just exactly how I feel?
Amen.
I want you to see me.
Amen.
I want you to look beyond the veil.
Amen.
And see.
Okay. Okay.
You want to see him?
Look right.
He's here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
my.
Glory.
My God. He's real. For we know if that, for we know that if our earthly house, that means identifying with the scripture. Y'all know where I'm going?
Amen.
Say it with me. Hallelujah. For if we, that, if our earthly house of this tabernacle
Amen.
Were dissolved, we have what? A building. A building. You know this seal hollering in this Melchizedek? If you recognize this message being eagle food, you have what? Heard? They're still quoting it. We had a man in action. Come to our church 20 years ago. Stood on our pulpit. You want to see God? You know, I first thought he would just see how upset he could get people. Or irritate them. You know. He told me, he said, I do throw things out there just to see how the people react. But he stood on our pulpit. He told True Gospel Tabernacle. He said, when y'all hear me preach, y'all have heard from all y'all's theophany. That does away. I'm not throwing it out. Yonder says it's not true. But I'd rather have this up here. Hallelujah. Than read it from here. If I could hear somebody preach. Hallelujah. From eternity. Hallelujah. If I could hear somebody tell me who I am. What I'm doing here. Hallelujah. How many knows what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Tell me that I've got something over yonder. Hallelujah. If you just hear it through me. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Did you hear him say it? He said, when you hear me preach, you are hearing from your theophany. Now that tells me that somebody, God has come down into a human being to manifest that delivering spirit. I thank God that I recognize this message as eagle food. I did. But I need to still hear from my theophany. I recognized it through Melchizedek. But I heard it. I read it in Melchizedek and I understood it. But it ain't nothing like hearing God. It ain't nothing like it. Being influenced from the real deal. Can you say amen? I'm talking. Somebody talk to me. Hallelujah, it's real, ain't it?
Amen.
How many, you heard that man?
Oh, yeah.
many times. You know what he said. Hallelujah. I heard him last night. He come down. I'm going to tell you what I heard Easter. He come down. He said what he said last night. And when I heard him, see, Brother Bam said he'd take in mysteries of the unknown thunders. I heard it thunder because he wasn't in a ship by himself. We're waiting. Y'all heard him say this. We've been waiting, and he's changed on it.
That's right.
Let me get in the same spot. This is where it happened. Huh? Beam me up, Scotty. Take me to heavenly places where I can come back and reveal the word. How many's been tucking up in heavenly places from this spot? From this spot. Abraham stood on this very same spot looking for a city that was one day going to come back down. Woo! Hallelujah. Can I get a witness in the house? Can I get an understanding in the house? How many can get with this program? Hallelujah. How many's hearing from you theophany this morning? He don't never change. That little man went to the grave. Hallelujah. But Jesus is still here. He's still talking to man. He's talking to you. What's he saying? Hallelujah. How many knows old John got in the Spirit on the Lord's day? Hallelujah. Went into the Spirit of God on the Lord's day and written and revealed, got the revelation of the whole book of Revelation. Glory to God. Who was John representing? Woo! Let me stand in the spot. Hallelujah. Who was John representing? He was representing you and I. You are the book of Revelation to manifest something back to a world that cannot hear unless the elect seed of God. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm a real deal of eternity. I'm not a byproduct come off of Earl Childers. I come from the original. I'm the one of the original creation. Hallelujah. My Bible tells me when Jesus came and died on the cross of God, he was the Son of God, but he was the first of many begotten sons. To stand and reveal the hidden mysteries. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm not looking at the horse riders. We done been through them. We're not looking for that. We are looking for something else. Y'all believe this is a sacred spot, don't you? Huh? I'm talking about the whole deal. How many believe this is a sacred spot? When I built, when me and Brother Hicks and them built True Gospel Tabernacle, I didn't have much understanding. Be honest with you, I said, this is a place where somebody can come and get a changing of the soul. And that's about all I knew. Hallelujah. It's more than that now. We've had people from Africa, Philippines, India, to come and stand on that little spot of ground down there. Your husband stood on that little ground down there in Elton. He stood there. Whew. He's good, ain't he? Told us about eternal things. He talked about that camel train. Good message. Good message. Amen. He's so good to me. Yeah, he said that in Melchizedek. Then after you recognized the very word of God was eagle food, then you left the other thing, well, I would too. I mean, you know, I could look back and say, yes, sir, I left the other thing. You've then been formed into the living image of the living God. Huh? Let me, don't tell me. Then Brother Chiller said to our church one time when you hear me preach, you heard from your theophany? If it done what it done through, is this Melchizedek in back in 1965, what do you think it does now? I'm talking about, we all agreed when he said, when you hear me preach, you heard from his theophany. Well, Brother Brown said it when you heard from your theophany, Melchizedek, I just read it. It changed you. I've been changed by the ministry of this day. God in flesh. Can you say amen? But I'm going to tell you something. You couldn't have got changed. Remember the scripture I first read? You couldn't hear this unless you had something here. You had to have a seed. Is that right? You couldn't even make a rapture. But if you didn't have a representation from some there, you could just have a dead seed. But God don't put out dead seeds. Hallelujah. He put a seed in me knowing I have a representation. He put a man here and made it God in flesh. He wasn't the only one I heard. No, I heard this man. I seen this man. I seen this fella. I seen all of you fellas. I see somebody playing here that was here at that time. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm proud. I was talking about you the other day, Ted. Brother Childers told me about Ted when he first come to his house. He said, Ted didn't say a word hardly. It's very little. He said, this other boy come with him. Talked all the time. He said, well, he's going to come. This guy's going to really come and be a good. He didn't last 2 months, a month. Hallelujah. He said, old Ted. Thank God for Ted.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I stayed with him. Stayed with him the first night ever coming to Ohio. He got out of his own bed. You know, the Bible said when Jesus walked here before, he didn't even have a place to lay his head. He said, foxes have holes. Birds got what? They got them nests. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. Thank God for you.
Amen.
You give me your bed when I first got here. Hallelujah. But you've been blessed.
Amen.
You've been blessed. That old boy that slept in that bed that night.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He growed out of that bed. He come out and got a new birth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I went back to Pentecost and told him. Well, we heard you speak in tongues. We heard you. I said, I didn't have your own soul.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I said, you got to hear me now. I said, Anna, I told Chet Marston, David's uncle. He said, well, I heard you myself. Hallelujah. That's what you based it on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I said, I just had it on my spirit realm, Brother Chad. Hallelujah. I said, I didn't have it on the soul. Hallelujah. I didn't have it on the soul. Hallelujah. That old Pentecostal preacher, he done the best he could. He gave me all he had. But he just didn't get enough to change the soul. He had to get a little deeper. He had to preach a little deeper to get down to my soul. Can you say amen? But I had to meet God in flesh. Can you say amen?
Yes,
I had to meet God in flesh. I had to hear something that would quicken that seed. Hallelujah. They give me the written word. They poured that written word all over me. I learned Acts 2:38. Hallelujah. I learned that scripture. I learned Acts 12 and 4. There's no other name given unto man whereby man can be saved. I heard that scripture. Hallelujah. He sprinkled it all over me. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. It took somebody with something inside of you to come up and get rid of that old soul. Kill that old nature. Ain't you proud that you got a word from God that killed the old nature? Kill that nature of the soul. Can you say, oh, ain't you proud that you are born again? Can you say, man? You got born again by hearing and being influenced from eternity. Hallelujah. Is that right?
Amen.
That's right. That right. Now, this is one of the first ones there. He's still here. Hallelujah. Somebody planted that seed deep. Hallelujah. Whew. When he grew up, so you grew up, didn't you? Son? Hallelujah. God grows you up and give you something. Give you something to stay here. I remember you. When I first got here, you was one of the first ones. Can you say amen? Ain't too many first ones here. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? They all, some of them died out. Danny's gone. Hallelujah. God, Danny was a great man. He had a good spirit about him. Somebody, he believed in Brother Childers. He believed in changing his soul. Hallelujah. Danny was a witness for this revelation. Hallelujah. I didn't know your mama was still living. Hallelujah. Well, thank God. Can you say amen? She's one. I stayed with them. With Sister Amy. When I first got here, I got a memory. Hallelujah. I got a memory that God had taken away. Hallelujah. I know who you are. I know I've eaten with you. Woo. I've washed your feet. I've got my feet washed up here. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Somebody talk to me. Hallelujah. I went back and told him. I said, it ain't being humble. Hallelujah. To wash somebody's feet. You can wash anybody, but let somebody else wash your feet. That's what it takes. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Have you had your feet washed up here?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Sister Patty used to come back singing that song. I've been washed by the water of the Word. I've been washed by the water of the Word. Ain't you proud that somebody washed you when you wasn't even able to wash yourself? Hallelujah. Hallelujeah. Hey, thank God for leaders. Hallelujah, that don't back off of this thing. Thank God for elders that'll stand there tall and be who they are. Oh, now I'm just getting my second wind. You know, I hadn't preached before 4 times in 2 years. Oh, my. How many wants to hear some preaching? Do you want to hear more preaching? Do you know who you are? How many's got to hear? To hear what the Spirit's telling them. And you say, amen. Well, I'm getting my second wind. I got a voice. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. My God is real. Hallelujah. My God. My feet has been shod with a preparation. Something got me ready. Something got me ready. Something got me ready. I got something going on. Yeah, something got me ready. Woo. Come on, Bubba. Come here. Hallelujah. Thank God for this man. I've come back to our church. I've been gone about 7 weeks. Hallelujah. I said, somebody give me a hand. He jumped up right. He was the first one in my church. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know that old banjo? You give me? Playing a little bit of it. Hallelujah. I get that old thing out. I get to sing with it. Hallelujah. You get to talking to it. I'll be singing, oh, Ezekiel, saw a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Hallelujah. Oh, Ezekiel, saw a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And I get that old banjo. I get to hitting that lick. It might be an old South lick, old Southern lick. Hallelujah, but it's still a lick. Oh, the big wheel's rolling. Hallelujah, and the little wheel's turning. Hallelujah. About one time, there's going to come a time. Ezekiel saw a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Oh, somebody get with me now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I feel like this, preaching this. Hallelujah. that you saw a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Big wheels are rolling. Small wheels are turning. Hallelujah, Ezekiel. Saw a wheel. Well, someone about 12 o'clock. Oh, yes. This old world is going to reel and rock. Oh, Ezekiel. Saw a wheel. And a wheel is a wheel. Oh, the big wheel's rolling. Little wheels turning. Hallelujah. Big wheels rolling. Small wheels are turning. Zico, so wheel in the middle of a wheel. And you say, man, I feel it down in my soul. I feel it in my spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. I get on the front porch, ain't nobody but me and God and angels. Hallelujah. What? I don't imagine they can hear me. But I got a good melody going on. God put a wheel in the middle of the wheel. He saw a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Oh, yes. Ain't you proud of that anointing? I love it. I love this anointing. Hallelujah. I love him. I've never, ever, I think I may have. I may have said something like that. Wheel in the middle of the wheel. I love you too, Jack. I don't know how you, I get them mixed up. I don't know why. Jeremiah, Dwayne, I get them mixed up. Hallelujah. I did. Hallelujah. Dwayne. I used to say, them black people will kill you. They'll kill you, preacher. They'll pull you dry. They will. Sometimes, Brother Childers told me, he said, sometimes I forget he's a black man. I believe some of you fellas forget you white. I do. Pointing at you again. He'll kill you. Be like Johnny Cash and folks in prison. Give me another drink of water before I die. In the same man. Ain't it good to give you a little laughter sometimes? He'll make you cry. He'll make you laugh. He'll make you say amen. He'll say, make you say, oh my. And you say amen. But he's still God. He's still God. Hallelujah. Let me get to the rest of it. Hallelujah. I didn't know if I was going to be able to preach it. My wife did too. She told me, be easy, take it easy. Hallelujah. How can you take it easy? I know that people are going to listen to this. How in the world they expect you to take it easy? Can't do it. Hallelujah. Not when you got the freedom to pull your shoes off. Hallelujah. And do all that. And now I'm seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, with all powers of hell conquered, he said. Woo! He said, I'm sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, with all of hell, not part of it, all of hell conquered. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Can you say amen? How many's got the victory? How many really can say victory is mine? All hell is conquered. Hallelujah. What your right arm may want to do and your left arm and you can't do it, all victory is mine. Hallelujah. Ain't no devil in hell when all hell is conquered. Ain't no demon coming knocking on your house expecting something out of it. Hallelujah, because you got something inside of you. Is that right? I'm closer this morning to my theophany than I ever been. I'm closer to my theophany than I ever been. All hell has been conquered by the influence of eternity. You don't tell me I don't recognize where my... I don't put it on the man, but he sure was the mobile that packed it. Thank God for him. He kept me pretty straight. You know he did. He did. He kept me pretty straight. Hallelujah. But thank God. Hallelujah. I went out there and I looked where he's buried. Been out there and looked at that grave. He's there. I mean, his body's there. We know he ain't there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even that body, hell at the end of it ain't gonna get it. Even that body. But Job said, although my skin worms, he said,
right.
My skin worms eat right. This flesh, I'll see. Once again, he had a revelation, can you say, man?
Right.
Hallelujah. All hell has been conquered. Let me finish this quote. I'll try to get out of the way. Hallelujah. No, I ain't going to try to get out of the way. Hallelujah. You know what he's trying to get out of the way? Every Christian believer was seated the same way. Every one of us come this way. Every Christian believer was seated this same way because you have to be identified. Now, I find myself in the last days with many of the believing Christians identified in his ministry. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I find myself in this day identified in his ministry. Do you find yourself that way? Believing it, walking with it, noticing the work that he did? He said the believer would do the same thing. The works that I do shall you also. Then can you be identified with him? Then when the reproach comes on the word, can you stand the reproach like he did?
Right.
Identified with him? I was identified with him. I was with him at the day of Pentecost. I was with the disciples up there. I identified them in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then I could go on to say I was identified in Iris, Mark, Luke, Plum, and all of them down through the ages. But thank God I could be identified with them. But I want to be identified with the eternal revelation coming out from man this day. That's what I want to be identified with. I really can't be identified with nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else works. It won't work. I've seen people try to pump you up. Brother Brown said, if you pat them on the back this week, gotta do it next week. We see it. Fix some clothes here. Hallelujah. I thank God. I do want to say I thank God for the Titus and James and John's leading these little ones on. Hallelujah. Paul wasn't by himself. He wasn't. He had old Timothy right there with him. And don't tell me at first stage, I'm just going to say it like this. Paul said, I went up there at Jerusalem to see them with a reputation. Not a representation. A reputation. Having a rep. See if they could add anything to me. Said they couldn't add nothing. He's talking about Peter, James, head honchos at Jerusalem. Couldn't couldn't add nothing to him. Man, don't tell me Brother Bam didn't know what he's talking about in the backyard. Brothers wouldn't get along. They have scraps in the backyard. They had problems in the first church age. Paul spoke Peter to the face. Did he really? Scripture reads that. So everything can't be peaches and cream. When I first got this message, when you're talking about change, there's been some changes. This bride, that's all I heard, was rough and rugged. Hallelujah. Only the rough and rugged is going to stay and run the course. Amen. That's right. Take it for what it is. Amen? Glory to God. That's about all I want to say. Except what I told old Mendel was sitting in a motel room. I said, I got a quote from Charles Spurgeon. You ever heard of Charles Spurgeon? He said, the great English preacher of the 19th century was asked once by a young leader, how can I be used of God to lead people to Christ? Spurgeon's answer was brilliant. Young man, set yourself on fire and people will come and watch you burn. Don't take that carnally, please. When we are on fire for Christ, excited about His love, contagious with His work in our lives, then God will use you to influence others. My God. Hallelujah. There's a little difference. There's one little difference than a man setting his cell phone fire. Brother Brown said, don't. I've heard Brother Childers quote this quote. When God sets a man on fire, don't try to put him out. Right. Amen. I thank God He set this old boy on fire. Yeah. Hallelujah. I can't help myself. I like to burn. Yes. Hallelujah. Old Moses looked at the same burning bush. Can you say amen? And he said it would not consume. You watch this old bush burn before. Hallelujah. It ain't never burn out. Can you say amen? Amen. It won't burn out. Hallelujah. Woo. Brother Brown said he got closer and wanted to see why it made it burn like that. Hallelujah. I believe Moses got up on that thing. He may say, remember we was talking about that coming up here. We don't know. Moses might have stayed an hour or two. He may stay a week. We don't know. Hallelujah. But when he come away from that burning bush, hallelujah, he had more than just a staff in his hand. He seen what an eternal God could do with that staff. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He see, how many of you know when you look at the staff and the rod and the sire, we know what God can do with the man. Yeah. Right. Hallelujah. If he can put that man on the field and get an old change in the soul,
right.
Hallelujah, he surely can take a rapture, take a man. I'm going to conclude, Brother Lord. God's going to come back with that. He's coming back. Mm-hmm. I believe the resurrection is in me.
Right. All right.
I believe it's in the bride.
Yeah.
She's going to rapture herself out of here. When I first got in this message, hallelujah, I can hear Jamie Wesley in my sleep. I can hear Parnell in my sleep. I can hear Brother Moore in my sleep.
Yeah.
I can hear Andy Creed. Hallelujah. Preach me out of here. Preach me out of here. Hallelujah. That ain't changed, Brother Moore.
Oh, no.
If he's going to leave, somebody is going to preach us.
Amen.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. We got a little higher than the seat this morning. Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Moore.
Thank you, Brother.
I love you too.
That brother can preach. Amen. It's good to have brother. No, y'all can sit down. It's good to have Brother Spivey and Brother Mendel with us. And I was always impressed with their preaching and getting in here and just getting the job done. Brother Spivey doesn't start preaching until he takes his shoes off. Yeah, when he takes his shoes off, I know he's at home. But it's good to have the brothers up. It's good to be here today. And come on, musicians, we're going to close. But you know, the thing that I was thinking about when Brother Spivey was preaching is that, you know, there's a pattern, and there's a pattern for everything that God does. If you can get a hold of the pattern, you can see what God's doing. And I thought, how fitting the song that the young people sang just before you got up. And he's God the same. God in the mountains, God over whatever the words are. But I know it. God is God. God will never change. The only thing you got to do is find the pattern that he uses. And if you can find the pattern, you can find God. And God is in his word. And I appreciate that. And so that song was so fitting to go with your message. Because if you can find the pattern where God is, you got him. And I've recognized this pattern. You can look at nature and you can see it. You can look at yourself and you can see it. You can look at, I like what Sister Yap said, you know, just the human body is fashioned after the throne. And I thought, my goodness, that's true. But it's the pattern. It's the pattern. It's the way God does things. And I like what you read, the quote you read just said, you know, John, the scripture says, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, this earthly tabernacle is the pattern of what you're going to be. Brother Branham said, your eyes, your ears, your ears, your hair, the way you look now, go and pull out a 20-year-old picture. And you'll find a pattern of who you're going to be in that glorified body. You say, but I'm not 20 yet. Well, imagine. Use some of that AI and get yourself an age picture. Bump it up to 20 years old and you'll be able to see what your pattern is saying that you're going to be. So if you can get a hold of God's pattern, you can get a hold of God. And so I appreciate the brothers coming. I appreciate the Yap family coming to town. I knew this was going to be a special weekend just by the way that it all sort of fell into place. And like I was saying, I told Brother Spivey last night, I said when we were trying to figure out a date, and I was texting with Jeremiah back and forth on when we think that we should have them here, I settled down on the 7th and 8th. And I'm sitting in downstairs in my basement texting Jeremiah, and I said, well, let's move the meeting to the 7th and 8th. Well, Clarice is upstairs, and she hollered down the steps, Sister Yap is coming to visit us on the weekend of the 8th. I said, there you go. So I knew this is going to be a special time, a special weekend. I appreciate everyone coming out. And we had Saturday night service, and those who are tuning in, they knew to tune in on Saturday night because we had announced that, so they were able to hear both services Saturday and Sunday. So I appreciate them tuning in. And we will not have services tonight. No Bible study tonight. I know y'all griped about that last week, but we're not having Bible study tonight. But we are going to go outside, and I think they're going to have it outside. It's gotten cool in us all of a sudden, so I'm sure they got the tents and everything set up outside. So we're going to go outside and spend a little time fellowshipping. Take time to talk to Brother Spivey and Brother Mendel and to the Yap family. Just spend a little time with them. That's why I didn't want to have services tonight. Just bring the picnic and just have time to fellowship together and take your time when you get done and go home. You know, we're not in a hurry to leave, but you stay as long as you want. We'll enjoy each other's fellowship. I know these two brothers got a 5-hour drive, so I know what's going to be on their mind. So let them go to the front of the line and take care of them. And God bless the Yap family. They will be heading out. I'm going to be taking them to the airport this evening with either Jeremiah or Jay, one of those two. They're fighting it out. But May the best man win. One of them's going to take us and take them to Columbus to get on the flight there. They'll fly out first thing in the morning, so they want to get there tonight. So we want to take them, and they'll spend the night in the airport. But they want to make sure they're there. They don't want to miss their flight, so I don't blame them for that. So pray for them as they travel. Pray for the brothers as they travel back home. Pray for Brother Praveen and his family, and just keep them in your prayers, and we'll get back together. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven in the key of A, and this is what he said: I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Amen. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what it said: I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. Oh, behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. Behold, I live forevermore. Oh, John was in the Spirit. When he heard a voice from heaven, and this is what he said: I am Alpha, I'm Omega, I'm the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. Oh, yes, behold, I live forevermore. Oh, yes, John was in the Spirit.